Welcome to episode 54 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. Good news, I finally got the comments to work on the website, thelabwithbrad.com. So if you feel like leaving a comment on this page or any other episode page, I would appreciate it. Yesterday, we were talking about the stock market. Like I said, I don't want to spend too much time on it, so this will be the last episode in which we talk about investing. Modern investment theory, as opposed to the efficient market hypothesis, has been considering the idea that people are irrational when it comes to how they spend their money, how they save their money, how they invest their money. There have been a lot of studies done. In one, people were offered either $50 right now or a voucher which they could redeem in 1 year for $100. Most people took the money right then and there, as opposed to waiting for a year. I can understand why. Here's this piece of paper you're likely to lose. You may forget this happened at all. And is an extra $50 worth the hassle of trying to redeem a voucher with someone you don't even know and don't know if they will actually honor that agreement? But that sort of behavior happens all the time. That is just one of several irrational behaviors when it comes to money that most people display. When I was looking around at the background for the last episode, I ran into a video where an investor was being interviewed. He was asked what he thinks of the efficient market hypothesis. He was not a fan of it. The interviewer went on to ask him, what do you think of behavioral finance? Do you think psychological issues affect stock prices? He responded that he doesn't think so, because most investing is being done by computer programs. It's called black box trading, also called algorithmic trading or algo trading. And it was his contention that since it was being done by computer, the psychological and irrational factors don't matter as much as they used to. I disagree. Unfortunately, computer programs aren't more rational than we are. In fact, without the ability to judge context, they are less rational. Let's take, for example, something called news trading. In news trading, you read articles about various companies, and if you see some indication that the stock price is going to go up in that company, well, you hop on the phone, get a hold of your broker, and invest in that company as quick as you can, because everyone else is going to do the same thing, and you want to get the price as low as possible before it increases in value. The other side of that coin is if you see that some company is being sued, or a CEO retires amidst scandal, or they're being investigated or indicted for something, you're going to want to get out of there as quickly as you can before the stock price falls too far. Because speed is an issue, this is one of the areas where various programs were implemented, which scan news sources about companies and react to keywords. The problem with this is if an article is published about a company that has recovered from the problems it had with a CEO forcibly retired amidst scandal, or the action of being indicted in the past, even saying something like the class action suit was settled in favor of the company, the program might see the keywords and react as though that company were in trouble, when in fact the news is good. Another thing that happens is that two programs can get caught in a loop with one another, such that program A takes action A, program B responds with action B, program A sees action B and responds with action A, which causes B, which causes A, which causes B, which causes A, which causes B. I have a couple of links to a couple of talks In the first talk, one of the examples he gives is a book on flies that was on Amazon. The price opened at $1.7 million. And a few hours later, it had increased to $26 million. No one was buying or selling this book because humans knew that was ridiculous. But a couple of algorithms got locked together and pushed the price up to just a ridiculous and completely irrational place. Most of these algorithms that trade quickly and automatically are comparatively simple. There are, however, some artificial intelligences being implemented and placed on the web. One would hope that they would be a bit more rational. However, many of them implement machine learning algorithms, which means they are trained to do what they need to do. In the second talk, the presenter is talking about a facial recognition software suite that unfortunately was not trained with people other than mostly Caucasians and Asians, so that if you happen to have a dark face, it wouldn't recognize you. It wouldn't even recognize that there was a face in front of it. And she ran into this with some social robots, robots designed to interact and mimic social behavior. These robots would ignore you if you happen to have dark skin. Rude, biased, downright racist. Unfortunately, computer programs are like children of the mind rather than children of the body. But like children of the body, they inherit traits from their progenitors. That includes unconscious bias and irrationality. And even more unfortunately, they do not inherit our intelligence.